Continuing. Most major cities have detailed emergency mobilization plans, which provide for virtually instantaneous sealing off of ghettos, arrest of military leaders, and movement of armed troops to pre-selected areas. These plans alone run to several volumes. They allow for close cooperation and coordination among local, state, and federal agencies in quelling civil disturbance. And they use any opportunity they can get, i.e. as in the bombing during the Boston Marathon, when they locked down Boston. These are training exercises. We know this. They miss no opportunity to test their stuff, their tactics. That's what they do. Because the point of this class system is to keep us under control, and yet we never hear this. Never hear this. Supposedly all this massive apparatus is to defend a couple corporate leaders? No. The corporate leaders are busy doing their assigned role in the matrix, which is removing from our possession all the resources of the planet. To many blacks, the logical next step in these preparations for repression was the setting up of concentration camps, and a rash of rumors claiming that exactly this was being done flashed through Black America in 1967 and 1968. Stokely Carmichael, Rap Brown, and other militants frequently argued that blacks were a surplus population in the United States. My interjection, we have to look global to understand power's moves in any individual state. We have to look global. Because indeed, the surplus populations exist. And we see they've got plans for us who dissent, which calls for our elimination. But we also see that there is an enormous need right now. And you could see power doing this at a pace which is completely frightening, of degrading whole populations so that they can be degrading the spirits, the hopes, the heart of whole populations so that they can be forced to do the work on which the entire system runs. We're going to be continuing to talk about that today and ongoing. There is no happenstance in all the violence in Mexico and Syria and Iraq and across Africa. It's by plan. And those plans require a global, popular interruption, response. We need a plan, plain and simple, which means we need a vision.